to turn to the book of Colossians, chapter 3. Very familiar verses. We'll read verses 15 through verse 17. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you're called in one body. That is the peace of God. And be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. As you're doing it, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him, that is, by Christ. In verse 15, there's the phrase, be ye thankful. The last three words there, verse 15. In verse 17, toward the end of that verse, we have the phrase, giving thanks. They're not the same, but they are vitally connected. True thanksgiving, one must be thankful. So in the phrase, be ye thankful, you have the word be, which is a present tense, ongoing verb. You have the word ye, which is a personal pronoun. And you have the word thankful, which is an adjective describing an attribute of the ye, or the person. Now down in verse 17, the phrase giving thanks, notice it's in the context of doing. Twice we're told in verse 17, or twice we see the word in verse 17, do. Talking about an activity. It says, whatever you do in word or in deed. So it speaks of our speech and our actions. We're to do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks. That is, as we're doing these things, we're to be giving thanks. Now, the word giving is a verb, and the word thanks denotes an expression, expressing ourselves. It's the expression of thankful. The giving thanks is the expression of being thankful. So from this we see, be ye thankful, speaks of a state of being. Giving thanks speaks of the act. It's the expression of the state of being. The state of being must come before the act. And the state of being is necessary if the act is going to be sincere, if the act is going to be true. So, again, the act here in verse 17, giving thanks, is one of expression. You cannot express what's not there. It would be insincere. It would be hypocrisy. So it's the expression of thankful. So notice that both of these statements, be ye thankful, giving thanks unto God, they're both present tense. That means that the state of being, be thankful, and the act, giving thanks, is to be a habit. It's ongoing. It is to be a habit of our life. Now, a habit, whether a good habit or a bad habit, is simply a settled tendency or practice, something that we do on a regular basis. Would be our inclination. It would be our bent. It becomes our norm. We all have habits, things that are our norm. We get up a certain time of day. We go to bed a certain time. We eat certain times. Those are all habits. Nothing wrong with habits. A habit is basically a well-worn path. We just do the same thing over and over. In both the state of being, be ye thankful, and the act, giving thanks, are to be our habit. It's to be our norm. It's to be who we are. It's how we live. And we are responsible for both. We are responsible to be thankful. We are responsible to express our thankfulness by giving thanks. So in a day when people are constantly fussing and fuming and all stressed out and ready to snap, our habit needs to be, our state of being needs to be thankfulness. And our habit is to express that thanks. So we want to look at these two things: thankfulness and thanksgiving. They're often made to be the same thing, and they're not. But they are connected. And the one is necessary for the other. To be sincere, for the other to be true. So first of all, consider this state of thankfulness. Be ye thankful. Again, be is a present tense verb, speaks of a state, speaks of a continual state. It's a condition of being. This isn't something that comes over us every now and then. This is something that we become thankful. And it ought to be our desire to be thankful, that that be our state of being, thankful. And if that is so, then we will, by matter of course, do the act of giving thanks. The word ye again is personal, so this being thankful is personal. No, someone can't do it for us. It's our own state of being. It is a personal obligation. It is a personal duty. It is descriptive again of a condition. A condition of being. Our condition determines how we live. How we live does not determine our condition. It's vice versa. Our condition determines how we live. Determines what we do. It determines what our habits will be. Be ye thankful. And it's in the direct context of another state of being. There in verse 15, let the peace of God rule. That means guide and direct. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. And also, in addition to, be ye thankful. I believe the two go together. where the peace of God rules in our hearts, where the peace of God is guiding and directing our hearts, we'll be thankful. So these two states of being really are one. And again, we read in Romans chapter 1, in verse 21, speaking of the reprobate, it says, neither were thankful. They were not thankful. That was not their state of being. That doesn't mean, that's saying much more than they didn't give thanks. No, they weren't thankful. That's worse. Neither were thankful. And what was the result of that? But became another state of being. Their state of being was not one of thankful, but instead their state of, but they became vain in their imaginations. This also had a result. And their foolish heart was darkened. So they were not thankful, but they were vain in their imaginations. And these vain imaginations, their foolish heart was darkened. But it all goes back to neither were thankful. So you see, not to be thankful is a very dangerous state of being. Because the next thing is, you become vain in your imagination. And that doesn't just stop there. Your foolish heart becomes darkened. And you can read on in Romans chapter 1, and you just see that it's just one thing after another. We read of those who are unthankful in Luke chapter 6 and verse 35, and 2 Timothy 3 and verse 2. We see in 2 Timothy 3, he's talking about perilous times, perilous days, the last days, perilous times. And one of the marks of those times was men will be unthankful. Now that's not just saying that they won't give thanks, but they'll be unthankful. That's their state of being. That is, they're unappreciative. And this leads to much of the entitlements that we have today, and the whole entitlement attitude. It's people who are unthankful. It's very important that we realize that to be thankful is really a bigger issue than giving thanks. It's the root issue of giving thanks. And we've said this in the past, not only concerning giving thanks, but other things. We get convicted. You might hear a message on giving thanks, and almost any time we do, we realize and we become thankful. We begin to give thanks, and we realize we don't give thanks like we ought to. I think we would all freely admit that we do not give thanks like we ought to. But we get convicted about it, and then we say, "Well, I'm going to just try to give thanks every day." But how long does it last? Usually not long with most folks, because that's not the root issue, being thankful. You see, if you have this state of being, of being thankful, then you will give thanks. You will give thanks. So that's really the bigger issue. Now, what is this state of being, be thankful? Well, it's an emotion. Thankful. It's a feeling. It's a way of thinking. It's a disposition. It's our inclination. It's an attitude. It's really the spirit of giving thanks, and it's what makes giving thanks either sincere or not sincere. So it's the attitude of gratitude. And it is the feeling of appreciation. We've all been there. We've all done it ourselves. You know, someone, you do something for somebody, and they, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. And they may. But then there's other individuals. I mean, you can just see they're just overwhelmed that you did that. That's thankfulness. There's that feeling of appreciation, and they begin to express that, and they may say, I just don't know what to say. But they have this spirit and attitude, this feeling of appreciation. And that is what is to permeate our being. This attitude of appreciation for the mercy and for the grace of God. To be thankful. Where it just overwhelms us. This is to be our makeup. Be ye thankful. It's a personal quality. It's a personal attribute. Again, it's spiritual. It's something that the Holy Spirit, it's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's a result of the work of the Spirit of God. It consists of a lot of things. And in order to maintain it, we have to maintain a lot of things. We're talking about be thankful, and we're talking Godward. So there has to be an awareness of God. There has to be an awareness of God. That also is a state of being. An acute awareness of God. The psalmist said in Psalm 16 and verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me. Now that's more than just a sense of God's presence. That is His presence having an impact upon us. There's a big difference in saying, well, I know God is with me, and I know God is everywhere, and feeling it, and having it have an impact upon you. Two entirely different things. So this is an awareness in such a way that it has an impact upon us. It leaves an impression upon us. People that are oblivious of God in their lives are unthankful. They're unthankful. So in order to be in this state of thankfulness, we have to be in a state of awareness of God. We see God in everything. That's to be our state. And the more of a reality that God is to us, the more thankfulness grows in us. So there has to be this habitual awareness of God. And what that does is it strengthens the inward emotion. It strengthens the feeling of thankfulness. So in order to maintain thankfulness, we have to maintain an awareness of God. And again, these things are our responsibility. No one can do this for us. There's a spirit of humility. Again, proud people are not thankful people. Humility, of course, is an inward sense of unworthiness. The more we realize that we are unworthy before God, the more we realize that we're unworthy of any of His blessings, the more appreciative we are of His blessings. But if we think that somehow we have earned a blessing, well, that kills appreciation. That kills that spirit, that being of thankfulness. Humility is an inward sense of our insignificance. If we really believe and it really gets a hold of us, I'm not worthy. And I'm insignificant. I mean, in the big picture, that's true of everybody on this planet. In the big picture, we're really pretty insignificant. Humility also speaks of our absolute dependence upon God. So it's just the opposite, as we all know, of pride. Pride is the mindset of self, which kills appreciation, kills thankfulness. It's the mindset of self-importance, self-centeredness, self-admiration, self-exaltation, self-will, self-righteousness, self-gratification. Self kills thankfulness. People that are proud, again, are not thankful people. So you have, in order to maintain thankfulness, you have to maintain an awareness of God. And it's really the constant awareness of God that keeps us humble. That's how you maintain humility also, is this constant awareness of the Lord. And then there's that spirit of contentment. We mentioned both of these in Sunday school this morning. Humility, contentment. They tend to go together. So flowing out of an awareness of God is a humility. This allows us to be in this state of being of be ye thankful. Now notice, be ye thankful is connected to let, permit, that's obedience, give opportunity, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. The peace of God ruling in the heart is an inward disposition of mind in which we rest satisfied with the will of God. That we're just at peace with the will of God. We're at peace that God knows what He's doing. And that causes one to be in this state of being thankful. The peace of God ruling in the heart is opposed to fretting. I mean, think about it. If I'm fretting, I'm not being thankful. It's opposed to tumult of spirit. Stands opposed to cares that just consume us. These things are deadly to thankfulness, to that state of being. Notice that this peace of God, again, is God governing. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. It's God governing our hearts. And this allows us to be thankful. And the more the peace of God rules in our hearts, the more it becomes our norm to be thankful. There's a spirit of submission, verse 16. Again, if we're going to maintain this state of being, of being thankful, there's a spirit of submission. Verse 16, let, again, permit, obey, give opportunity for the word of Christ to dwell, to abide in you, richly, thoroughly. That is, the word let means do not resist. Let the word of Christ, that's communication. The word of Christ is Christ communicating with us. Yes, it's the word of God, but it's more than that. The word of Christ, it's Him communicating. Let that dwell in your heart. Do not resist Christ's communication. It speaks of His instruction. It speaks of His ways. And a person who resists, a person who rebels, does not possess thankfulness. That is not a thankful person. I've never seen a rebellious person that's thankful. They're not thankful. And if a person is in rebellion against God, they're not in a state of thankfulness. So let the word of Christ dwell in you. That is, do not resist. Do not resist the peace of God ruling in our hearts. Do not resist the word of Christ. And the two go together. If Christ is communicating with us, the peace of God rules in our hearts. These things are vitally connected. So, again, if we're going to maintain thankfulness, we have to submit to the Lord. Faith. The most thankful people are the people with the most faith. Faith is seeing God. I mean, if we can see God, can't help but be thankful. Faith is trusting God. People who see and trust God are thankful people. But when our vision is filled with other things other than God, pleasure, popularity, people, places, possessions, pursuits, trivia, that stuff all passes away. And again, kills the spirit of thankfulness. So you see the importance of those three words. Be ye thankful. Be ye thankful. That is an indispensable quality to live the life that God has called us to live. And notice what it says there in verse 15. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called. In one body, speaking of church capacity, and be ye thankful. We're called. Called to do many things. And we're to be thankful. There's power in that state of being, to be thankful. A thankful heart protects us from bitterness. Protects us from discontent. A thankful heart refocuses our perspective. A thankful heart refreshes our spirits. A thankful heart diminishes anxiety. A thankful heart will change our moods, and a thankful heart is very soothing. I mean, people who are thankful are generally happy individuals. It's a very soothing quality to be thankful. You can just say thank you, but that's not the same as being thankful. Being thankful brightens our hope, enhances enjoyment, certainly strengthens love to God. Being thankful for who He is and what He does certainly strengthens the desire to live for Him. A person who's thankful to God, you don't have to plead with them to serve God. You don't have to plead with them to obey God. They're thankful. They want to obey God. They want to please God. So this is so important. Be ye thankful. It's something we ought to pray for. That God would cause us to, that this would be our state of being. Thankful. That this would be our habit. That this would be who we are. Thankful. Psalm 50 verse 14. He says, offer unto God thanksgiving. Now that word offer is not just a presenting, but it also says something about the attitude. It says something about our state of being. It speaks of a willingness and a readiness to give thanks. And who is it that's willing? And who is it that's always ready to give thanks? The thankful individual. So in that word offer, you have that state of being. Being thankful. How do we know whether or not we're thankful? Well, do we have a readiness? I mean, it's just something we do. Thank you, Lord. That proceeds from thankfulness. Or do we have to be reminded? Don't forget to thank the Lord. Well, if we have to be reminded, then we're truly not thankful. Someone who is truly thankful does not have to be reminded to say thank you. They just do it. They're thankful. So this, be ye thankful, is more important than giving thanks. Now, if sincerity didn't matter to God, then be ye thankful would not be any more important than give you thanks. But if we're not thankful, then our giving of thanks really isn't sincere. And the Lord, you read the Old Testament, does not think too highly of insincerity. It makes them sick, figuratively speaking. So let's look at verse 17, giving thanks. It's in the context of doing. So here we are, we're doing. We're actively obeying God. We're actively doing what God would have us to do. And what are we to do the whole time? We're to be giving thanks. And that'll keep us from letting the doing become grievous. Giving thanks. Giving thanks. Well, what are we to give thanks for while we're doing? Well, there are many things, of course, but one thing would be simply that the Lord would let us do it. That God would allow us to do anything in His service, we ought to thank Him. We ought to thank Him. Thank you, Lord, for letting me do this. Whatever it is. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what it is. It's done in the Lord's service. It's too great for us to do. And it's a privilege to do it. And therefore, we ought to give thanks. But he says, giving thanks to God. It's an outward act. We're expressing ourselves to God. And the inclination of it and the sincerity of it is based in, be ye thankful. All through the Word of God, we have examples of men and women giving thanks to God. All through the Psalms. You read David saying, I will give thanks. I will give thanks. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. He said in Psalm 119, in verse 62, at midnight I will rise to give thee thanks. That's the result of a thankful individual. You wake up in the middle of the night and you give thanks to the Lord. Oh, that that be who we are. It speaks of a desire. I will give thanks. He has a desire to give thanks to God. Who is it that has a desire to give thanks to God? It's the thankful individual. Paul wrote much upon the act of thanksgiving. It's also something that Christ did. Matthew 11, verse 25, he said publicly, "I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and has revealed them unto babes." He said, "I thank thee, O Father." And again, he did so in the hearing of other individuals. At the grave of Lazarus, John chapter 11, Jesus Christ lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Father, I thank thee." Now, of course, that proceeds from thankfulness. It's something that the heavenly host does in Revelation. Several times in the book of Revelation, we see the heavenly host giving thanks unto God. And they're thankful. No one more thankful than those who are in heaven. And they give thanks. That's just what they do. That's what thankful people do, is they give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, Paul told us to, in everything, give thanks. He said in Colossians 4 and verse 2 that we're to continue in prayer and we're to watch in the same. That is, to watch in prayer with thanksgiving. So as we pray, we ought to be giving thanks. Our prayers, we pray for definite things. We pray for particular things. But intermingled with all of our requests ought to be, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord." So that ought to be our norm, to give thanks unto God. And it will be if we're thankful. If that is our state of being, thankful, we will give thanks. We're not just to come to God with our requests and our burdens and our worries and our troubles, but we're to go to God with words of thanks. It needs to be a habit. It needs to be a well-worn path. Sometimes I feel guilty asking the Lord. Seems like many times that's all I do. Ask the Lord to do this. Ask the Lord to do that. But prayer is much more than asking God to do something. Nothing wrong with asking God to do something. We're instructed to do that. But that's not all we're to do. We're to thank Him. We're to thank Him. Psalm 92 and verse 1, we read, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. And I would ask, is it ever a bad thing to give thanks unto God? I don't think so. It's a good thing. To give thanks unto God magnifies Him and exalts Him. We read in Psalm 69, verse 30, I will magnify Him with thanksgiving. That's how we give thanks. We speak of His glory. We speak of His person. And this brings glory to God. Paul declared in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 15, the thanks of many redound to the glory of God. The thanks of many brings glory to God. But it's so important that when we give thanks, that it's real, that it's sincere. Again, we've used this example many times. We train our children, and nothing wrong with this. Somebody gives them something, somebody does something, say thank you. And they say thank you. And when they're first learning to do that, they don't even know what that means. And hopefully, somewhere along the line, it's more than just being polite, but it becomes their state of being that they are appreciative when somebody does something. But we're applying it toward God. We're to be thankful. And we're to sincerely express, "Thank you, Lord." If we were to just begin to make a list of what we're thankful for, it would really say a lot about us. It really would. It speaks where we put the most emphasis. But as you begin to make a list, again, the song, "Count Your Many Blessings," name them one by one. It's a good thing to do. We misidentify our blessings. Many things that we don't count as blessings are our biggest blessings. But we're to count our blessings. And if we made that list, you just see it's endless. It really is. It's endless. There's no end to it. We have so much. So much to thank God for. Thank God for His Word. Thank Him for His Word. Thank Him for the privilege of prayer. Thank Him for all the spiritual blessings that we have. And I mean, by the time you... our list ought to start with the spiritual. It ought to start with God. And then spiritual blessings. And then eventually move on to material. But by the time you get to that, your list is endless. The spiritual blessings of the Lord. Most people do not even think to thank God. It does not cross their mind to thank God. And the reason it does not cross their mind is because they're unthankful. If we're thankful people, we will think to thank. You know, I need to thank God for this. And we thank Him. And again, we all have abundant reason to express thanksgiving to the Lord. But thankfulness within is a good gauge of one's spiritual condition. Matthew Henry, and we'll close, well-known Bible commentator, this is in his diary, he was robbed, and this is what he wrote. "Let me be thankful." And he gives four reasons. First, because I was never robbed before. Now, who thinks like that? A thankful person. A thankful person. Second, although they took my purse, they did not take my life. Who thinks like that? A thankful person. Third, although they took my all, it wasn't much. That's the thought process of a thankful person. And then fourth, and I like this one the best, because it was I who was robbed, not I who robbed. Who thinks like that? That's not normal thinking. But that is the thinking of a thankful person. And I love that. It was I who was robbed, not I who robbed. Think about that. Think about that. That's God's grace. It's God's grace that He wasn't the one who did the robbing. So we need to be thankful individuals. And thankful individuals, they look at life differently. They look at life differently. You know, there's people who say they get an extra $100 this week. And you give thanks. Oh, thank you, Lord, for that $100. And you may have ideas in your mind. You know, I'm going to use this $100. I've always wanted such and such. I'm going to use it for this. But before you get to the store to buy, your car breaks down, your furnace breaks down, and it comes to $100. That's, thank you, Lord, for giving me the $100 to fix the furnace. That's what a thankful person does. An unthankful person says, oh, wouldn't you know it? Just when I had an extra $100, could have bought what I wanted, stinking furnace goes out. And it's going to cost me $100. That's an unthankful person. A thankful person. Thank you, Lord, for the $100. It's not what I wanted to use it for, but God knew. Oh, that God would help us to be thankful. To be a thankful people. We ought to pray, Lord, make me thankful. Cause that to be my state of being. Thankful people are not people who are complaining all the time. There's people, it doesn't matter what you do, they're going to complain. Doesn't matter what you do. They're going to gripe. Doesn't matter what happens in their life. They're going. They find there's a cloud somewhere. That's an unthankful person. And we all know unthankful people just are not pleasant to be around. They really aren't. I mean, they'll drain the life right out of you. But oh, that God would help us to be a thankful people. That we would always think to thank the Lord. That we'd always think to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in verse song.